Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Before we start the Mishnah, I'm going to give a little bit of a divrei hakdama and help us to understand the Mishnah. The Gemara asks on the Mishnah, Minayin Lecheskes Abatim Shem Gimel Shanim. And the Gemara says, Tu Ikam Mahalchim, to explain the Mishnah. The first Mahalach is the Gemara in Chofches Amin Aleph. The Gemara brings from Rabbi Yechanan, Sheshamati Mihochi Usha, that you learn it out of Shuan Mu'ud, that just like Shuan Mu'ud, three Pamim makes it go from Cheskes Tam to Cheskes Mu'ud. As Huadin, three Pamim makes it go from the Cheskes Marikama and it becomes the Cheskes the Mochzik. The Gemara on the bottom of Chav Chesam Ibe says that's Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, Amder Abban and Achalik. As the Gemara in Chav Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara brings some Rava, that Rava says a different shot. That Rava says because Shloi Shonim, a person is Mizdara Bishtara. The big question on the Gemara on Chav Ches is that the Gemara says that there's a problem after 3 years, people lose their shtar, but the Gemara doesn't explain what the reason for the Chazaka is. As the Ksais in Simen Kuf Mem, Sif Cotton Base, brings down that there's a way of learning the Gemara, that it's a takonis chachamim, that lefi the maskana cheskes abatim is a takonis chachamim. The makor shebai, the ksais brings down from different rishonim, but we'll bring the rishonim the way we have them. The Rosh and Daf Chof Tes, the Rosh and Daf Chof Tes over there says it's a takonis chachamim. Rashi and Ksubis and Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis says also it's a takonis chachamim. The Rashbam on Lamed Helmet Beis, Rashbam is talking about Chazaka by Yaakov, and he says a guy doesn't have a Chazaka because Chazal will only misakin Chazaka for a Yid, not for a guy. As you see in the Rashbam, also it's a Takonis Chachamim. As you see in Rashi, the Rashbam, in the Rosh, it's a Takonis Chachamim. The Ksais has a Tzad, that there are Rishonim that learn it's the Raisa Lamaskana. He brings a Ramban and Dafman base, that the Ramban says the Chazak is based on Midloi Micha, the fact that he was Shaisik. As you see, it belongs to the other person. However, Rav Nochum brought that the Ramban and Lamed Hamed Beis is Mefurish, that it's also a Takonas Chachamim. Azim Kain, even though the Ksais wants to learn it's a Machlokes Rishonim, it's Mavur in the Ramban, that even the Ramban is made that it's a Takonis Chachamim. If it's a Takonis Chachamim, what does the Ramban need? Midloi Micha? The Takonis Chachamim has a Geder. Geder Takonis Chachamim is, from the fact that the Bailam was Shaisik, it's Nira, it belongs to the Mochzik, so therefore he becomes a Mochzik. Thus is the Geder, the Takonis Chachamim. Bez Hashem, the Kedvarim, we'll see in the Hemshech. As Lefi said, Lamaskana, what's the reason? Because people lose their shtar after Gimel Shanim, there's a Takonis Chachamim. Rav Nachum wanted this Mimadgish, that Lefi, all the Shitas, even if it's a Takonis Chachamim, the Takonis Chachamim has a Geder. It's not Stama Takonis Chachamim. That you take away the money from a Mochzik, but Derek Lal Chazal don't make such Takonis. Now the Geder Takonis Chachamim was, after Gimel Shanim, you become a Mochzik. How do you become a mochzik? As the Ramban says, Ayidei Ashtika, that makes you into a mochzik, because it's a raglayim ledover that the mochzik owns it. And other rishonim hold, even without a midlei micha, the fact you live on the karka for 3 years, that makes you into a mochzik. The shadow, what the geder takonis rachamim is. What's a takonis rachamim? Because people lose shtar, we say you become a mochzik, achar gimel shonim. As also the Gemara from Chav Chesam and Aleph, Tol Chav Tes, Amin Aleph, the two Mahalchim. The Mahalchim of Holchi Usha, that you learn it out of Shara Mu'ud, and the Mahalch that it's a Takonis Chachamim, and even in the Mahalch that it's a Takonis Chachamim, as Hashem will see many rayas, the Gedda Shabbai is, that you become a Mochzik. when you only become a muksik mishum de takonas chachamim. Now, let's come back to the Mishnah. We'll go to the second. The Mishnah is nischalik to three chalakim. There's three kinds of things. There's certain things that cheskos and ishalashanim, and you need to use it miyoyim liyoyim. You have to use it all the time. There's certain kind of things that you don't need miyoyim liyoyim because they don't produce peiros. It's not shaykh to use it the whole time. As over there, the chazaka is not miyoyim liyoyim. You don't have to use it all the time. That's level number two, estei habal. Level number two is estei ilan. That estei ilan, you don't even need a year b'chlal. As long as you're eichel, the three different kinds of ilanis, you become a muksik miyad. As in the estei habal, the lashon of the Mishnah is estei habal, cheskasan shalashanim, ve'ena miyayim liyayim. As Rabbi Shmuel says, so what do you need? Gimel Chadash and Rishayna, Gimel Bachreina, Mishnei Mesa Chodesh, Biamsa, Reyud Ches Chodesh, and Mikiva says, Chodesh Rishayna, Chodesh Bachreina, Reyud Beis Chodesh Biamsa. As Freg the Ritva, Ashayla. As why does the Mishnah start off and say, Stay Habalas Cheskos and Shalashanim? Hare Rabbi Shmuel says that it's only 18 Chadashim. Rabbi Kiva says it's only Yud Beis Chadashim. Yud Beis Chodesh or Yud Ches Chadashim is not 3 years. As why does it say Cheskos and Shalashanim? As the Ritva is Mechiah, but Beis Dechois, there's two Tanoim in the Mishnah. There's one Tan in the Mishnah that holds the Abal Cheskos and Shalashanim, and he argues on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva that they say you could do it in less than 3 years. And then Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold you could do it in less than 3 years. What's the machlokes based on? The machlokes is based on what we just saw in the Gemara. That Rabbi Shmuel, if he learns it out of Shor HaMoed. As if you learn it out of Shor HaMoed, what is it tali in Achilas? Meaning if you, just like over there, you make Gimel Negichas, as you become a Shor Tam, you become a Shor HaMoed. So I don't know over here, when you make Gimel Achilas on the Sada, it goes out of the Cheskes Marikama, and it goes into the Cheskes Amasik. As if it's telling Gimel Achilas, not in Gimel Shanim, as if Bishmal holds in 18 Chodesh, you can make Gimel Achilas. Mashing in the Tanakama that holds you need Gimel Shanim, is because he holds it's telling on Mizdar Bishtara, that people lose a Shtar. The Zman of losing a Shtar is 3 years. As if this man of losing his shtar is 3 years, as you need a full 3 years. It's not tali in achilas. As that's the way the Ritva learns. The Ritva learns this way. The Rashba, other Rishonim. However, Rashi in the Mishnah is mevur not that way. Rashi in the Mishnah learns that Rabbi Shmuel is a pirish in the Tanakhama. Rashi divrei amasal stei beis habal. Rashi says, "Umari cheskosa." Rabbi Shmuel lomah shloisha chadashim. I know Rabbi Shmuel is a pirish in the Tanakhama. Chen is mevur in Tosis on Mem Aleph. And the Mesoris Hashas is mitzayin to Tosis in Erev in Mem Ches on Aleph that learns that way also. As the feed of Reyem is doch very shver. As how can the Mishnah say stay abal cheskos and shalashanim and then continue and say Rabbi Shmuel Amar rak yud ches chodesh? I mean, yud ches chodesh is not shalashanim. That's the big question on Shitas Rashi. So in order to answer Rashi, we need to see a yesod. When Rabbi Shmuel says that you could do Yud Beis Chodesh Bemsa and Gimel Chodesh and Gimel Chodesh, as the Gemara says later on in Lamed Vav on Beis Tosis brings it, that he's talking about by Peira Rabba. As the Rishonim explained, there's three kinds of things. The Rashba explains it. There's Chita. The Chita usually takes a year. And then there is Peira Rabba. That the Rashi, the Rashbam later on, Alamid Vavam Ibe, says that Peira Rabba is Siyorim and Shiboy Lashol Vandashim, that they grow quicker in Gimel Chadashim. And then Rabbi Kiva says Chodesh Echad is talking about Peira Zuta Kigain Shachas, that takes a month. It's kind of called the first Hadgasha Vidas Rishpram, that Hashem will want to learn. Rashi that way is that in Ochinami there are three kinds of crops. There's a kind of crop of Tua Chita that takes a year. Rishwal is being Machadish that if you do Sairim or Shiboy Lishol, as then you don't need a whole year. It's enough Gimel Chadashim. As what's the pshat? It's enough Gimel Chadashim. As there's a Tosis Rid later on Lamed Vav that uses a Nusach, that the word is because Ayidei that Gimel Chadashim, as Ki'ilu you took the whole year. Meaning, when you plant Gimel Chadashim of Sa'irim, as that produces the crop of a whole year. As it's just as much as if you would plant Chitim, it produces the same thing as Kum Techois. Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel isn't that Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need a year. No, what Rabbi Shmuel was machadish was you, to get a year's worth, Einachinami, when you're doing tour of Chita, to get a year's worth of produce, you have to work on it for a year. But if you do a different crop, Lamashal like Saira, well, within 3 months you could work very hard, and at 3 months take out the crop of a whole year, as then it counts Ki'ilu a year, because in that 3 months that you were Mizdaris, you did the work of a year, and you got the produce of a year. Alder of this Taisis Rid is a Rajba on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Rajba says in the Sugi of Nir, there's a Lashon over there on the Rashbam, that the near of a yom could sometimes be choshev kishana. Dainu b'derech klal, near means you're doing chrisha. B'derech klal, it takes a long time to do chrisha. But amol, you could do one near, that you could do such a good near, that you won't have to be chayrish anymore. And the Rashba says over there that it's doime to what Rashi, this sheet of Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, that Ayidei Gimel Chadashim, it's Kilu, you did the whole year. And it's a similar idea that sometimes Ayidei, short time, you could have Kilu the whole year. As if you learn Rashi this way, as then it'll be very Gishmak the Mishnah. What did the Ritva ask? The Ritva asked that, how could you say Cheskos and Shalashonim? Haray, the Chazak is in Yud Ches Chodesh. If he says, Dachzei Gishmak, meaning, because Ayidei that Gimel Chadashim, it's Ki'ilu you did for the whole year. As really you did a Cheskes Shaloshanim. Just a Mol Ayidei Gimel Chadashim. If you work very hard, you can make the produce of a year in 3 months. Abba Bikaron, it's Ki'ilu you did a Cheskes Shaloshanim. This is Nakuda Aleph. If he says, you can go a Nakuda Vaita. Taisus Rid says this to answer. Taisus is Kasha. Taisus is on Rashi. Why do you need Yud Ches Chadashim? You should be able to do it in Tesvav Chadashim. Dahainu, if you see over here, according to Rashi, that in 3 months you could do for a whole year, as you should do 3 months at the end of year Aleph, 9 months, and then 3 months at the end of that year also. Why do you have to do it in a different year? As Taisus answers, Vaisahos, you have to do 12 months in a year b'emsa because you need an achiluch shuva. Or that means al derech der beinu yain, it's more kin machzaki inshi. But Dr. Taisus Rid, lefi the Rashbam, it's very good. Lefi the way that Taisus Rid is learning the why. Because lefi the Taisus Rid, kum techois, even lefi Rabbi Shmuel, you need gimel shanim. Now, what did Rabbi Shmuel be machadish that 3 months of a year is chashev kiyir? When could you say 3 months of a year is chashev kiyir? When you did the 3 months in a separate year. You did 9 months in 1 year, and then you did 3 months in the next year. So when you do 3 months in the next year, you could say it's chashev like a whole year.
of the Tzir of Taisis, where you're doing 9 months in the beginning of 1 year and 3 months at the end of that year, as Imken, you can't say it's Choshev Kishnei Shanim because you did the whole thing in a year. As what is it? It's one achil of a year. You just made a lot of peiros that year. And you ate a lot of peiros that year. Of avosis, it doesn't make that you should have a bigger chazaka. The only time you could say it's a better chazaka is when it goes into a different year. Meaning there's year one of crop, year two of crops, and year three of crops. As in year three, you planted in 3 months and you ate in 3 months, what it usually takes a whole year. As then you could say you got the year three of crops. Aber, if you're going to plant in year two of when usually produces a crop, you're going to just plant a lot of things. It's 1 year. As Lefiza, you'll be able to answer the Shaila of Taisis on Rashi also. It's the Fidus Mahalach, the Taisis, written the Rashba later on. Gishmaka Yishuv on the Shail of the Ritva, what's the Mishnah saying Cheskos and Shaloshanim? Because even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you need Shaloshanim. Just Rabbi Shmuel said, Amol, Yidei Gimel Chadashim, you could do the whole Shana. Okay, thus is the. Now the Shail is, if that's true that you need Gimel Shanim, as Frekta Taisis read, as what's Pshan in the next year of the Mishnah, by Stei Ilan. Over there is Mavur that you could do it even within 1 year. As the Taisis read, says a Yishuv, Bedas Rashi, the Rishpam, Ulai, you could say, Derech the Taisis read, but with a different Knech, that when do we say that you need 3 years, that's only by a Sadeh of Yerukis, of Tua, well, over there the Derech of the crop is a year, the Rashba. And Daf Chofches Amibay says the derech of crops of chita is it goes kefil the year. There's a yearly produce. As achila is a year, that's the standards man. Mashen came by Ilanis, where Ilanis could produce three different crops in 1 year. As Im came, over there you don't need a year buchlal. All you need is three achilas. As if you have achila of Tena, of Anovim, Zaysim, it's enough. As when did we say the Yisoid, the 3 months is Choshev Kishana, that's only in the middle Bava. Because the middle Bava holds that you need Cheskasan Shaloshanim. But once we go to the steer of Elon, it doesn't need Cheskasan Shaloshanim. And the Taisit Rid makes a big deal in the Mishnah that way, because in the middle Bava it says Cheskasan Shaloshanim, I stay Abal. Abba by Stei Ilan, it says, Harei Elu Gimel Shanim. It doesn't say Cheskos and Gimel Shanim. Asak the Taisis Rid, Lefi Dvarav, is Dachzei Gishmak. The middle Bava, the still din of Cheskos Gimel Shanim. The 3 months is Kilu, a whole year. So it's Kilu, you have 3 years. Mashen Ken in the last Bava, by Rabbi Yishmal, over there, there's no mile of 3 years Bechlal. By Ilanis, the season is not yearly. As you're not even looking for the mile of a year. So what does it mean, Harei Elu Gimel Shanim? It means just like Gimel Shanim by Tua or Yerukis is called Gimel Achilas. So Adin by Ilanis, three different trees, is called Gimel Achilas. So we do Yiketiv the Mishnah. We leave one last diuk when the Gemara on the Amud Beis wants to be Mechadesh, the Rabbi Shmuel holds like Holchei Yusha. As the Gemara brings a raya from the third seer. The Gemara doesn't bring a raya from the second seer. As if the Gemara wants to prove that Rabbi Shmuel doesn't need 3 years, why does the Gemara bring a raya only from the third seer, from Elon, not from the second seer? The second seer, he holds Yud Ches Chodesh. You also see he doesn't hold 3 years. Well, if you the Texas read, is the Chzeya Gishmak, because in the middle seer, he holds the 3 months is Choshev Kiyir, as you have 3 years. It's only in the last Bava by Ilanis that over there it's a new kind of chazak. It's just achilas without years bechlal. As Lefi Zeh, the Seid of the Mishnah is there certain things that you need Gimel Shanim miyom liyom. Certain things you need Gimel Shanim not miyom liyom. Ba'id, you could be yaitse the Gimel Shanim in a little bit shorter time because are you there that shorter time? It's kilu you have the whole Shana. And the third bav of the Mishnah is saying you don't need Shana Bechlal, Gimel Achilas is enough. This is the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shamati mi holchi Yusha shayayim reminayin lechasroka gimel shanim." The question is, what's the shayla of the Gemara minayin lechasroka gimel shanim? The Gemara is asking, "Bchlal, how do you know chasroka works?" Or the Gemara is asking, "How do you know the shear is gimel shanim?" A little bit meduyik in the Gemara, minayin lechazaka gimel shanim, that the Gemara is asking on the gimel shanim, absolutely close. As the Ritva explains the Gemara boyfin, he says, by metaltalim we find that you become a muksik miyad. And it's meduyik in the Ritva that he's going with the Rabbeinu Yonah Memhei, that explains because over there the tvisasa is mukhachas. Nahainu. When a person is holding a metaltalim, you assume it's his because achzuki nish beganav loy mirzakinon. Ababai karkois zog the ritva. It's not shaych achzuki nish beganav loy mirzakinon because a person could walk onto the karka. As a shaylus, what does the ritva mean? When you walk on the karka, you're not a ganav. As the Achrenim explained the Ritva, that it means Be'enei Bnei Adam. Be'enei Bnei Adam, when you take someone's metaltalim and you put it in your pocket and you walk away, as a Vadi, you did something terrible, you're a ganif. But Be'enei Bnei Adam, when you walk on someone's karka, you didn't take it away from him, it's still his karka, just walking on it. As it's not Shaykh, Chesukin is beganif, Leimer Zekinan. Ah. Say bezek, frek the Gemara. Say bezek, mishleim by metaltlim. It's miyad. Aber by gimel shanim, aber by karkois, because there's no azukinish beganav loy merzekinon. As therefore, you should never be a muksik. That's one side. As the fiza the Gemara is asking on the ikat side muksik. As that's the way the Ritva is explaining the Gemara. And the Ritva adds, and if you're going to say, because the Bailim was shoysik, as that shows that you're a Bailim, Azim Kane, frek the Ritva, the Gemara is asking, so why do you need 3 years for it should happen right away? The Manashach, Mitzad the Etzim Tvisa, it should never help, because it's not a Tvisa Muchakas, there's no Exukinish Beganav Loimer Zakinan. All of us are going to say, no, here it's Tvisa Muchachas because the Bailam was Shoysik, as that shows that it belongs to you, as then it should happen right away. That's the way the Ritva learns the Shaila of the Gemara. And it's asking with a Mamon of Shach, if it's Daimit to Metaltalin, it should be Miyad. It's not Daimit to be Metaltalin, then it shouldn't even be in 3 years. So the Fila Ritva came out that the Gemara is kilu asking, what's the chilik between metaltalim and karkois? Why is metaltalim miyad and karkois and gimel shanim? Either it should be exactly daimet to metaltalim, or it shouldn't be daimet, or you shouldn't have a chazaka b'chlal. It's Moira and Rashi on Chav Chesam Ibeis Divya Masul Eitze Teiva. We'll see Bezer Hashem. Rashi's meduyik that the Havamina was you needed a shana Achas. Because the Gemara knew that Chazaka was helping. Then the Gemara was asking, why do you need so long? So that's the shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, we learn it out of Shor HaMu'ed. As when we're learning it out of Shor HaMu'ed, what's Pshat? This is a big machlokes, the Ramban and Tosfos, what the get of the Alfusa from Shor HaMu'ed is. In Tosfos, Tosfos says, what we're learning out, Tosfos Divrei Masor on the Gicha Revius, is just like over there after Sharas Nageach three Pamim. As you see, the Sharas Becheskes Nakhon, I know the Makar of Chazaka, and the Sugya in Yevamis, the famous Sugya that Dan's, if a Isha gets married and her husband's on Nifter, she's Becheskes killing her husband, she's a Katlonis. The Gemara brings a raya from Shor HaMu'ed, the Chazaka is a Gimel Pamim, who had in my Katlonis is Gimel Pamim. As Tosfos learns, also gives Daima, we're learning out that a Chazaka is Gimel Shanim. As what's the Chazaka? The Chazaka is Kemoi, that over there the Shor is proven to be a Nachon after Gimel Pamim. Azu adin, a person is proven to be a shaskin after gimel pamim. As why is he being shaisik? Must be, it belongs to the other person. The words that say it lehed is the Taisis Chav Ches Amud Beis, the second Taisis Pirishri. Ki yechi di yalfiz mishar amu adavi chazaka b'shalosh zimni, b'shalosh zimni. Pirish and Taisis, that what we're learning out is that the chazaka is in three times. That's a shita's Taisis, that we're learning out on the Gavra, that it's in three times. The Ramban, on the other hand, learns differently. The Ramban says that we're not learning out how to make a chazaka. Bamis, there's a diuk. Yivamis, there's a whole sugi how to make a chazaka. Machlekes tanoim. Over here, the sugi doesn't sushtel b'chlal. Mashmit's a whole different sugi. So what's the sugi over here? The Ramban learns the shaila is how to break a chazaka. Nahainu, when is there a din by karka that you need cheskes gimel shanim? The Rishonim speak out, the Rambam, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning, is talking about we have Edom that was Becheskas the Marikama. As being that there's a Cheskas Marikama, you need Gimel Shanim. Abelu Yiye, there's no Raya that a person's a Marikama, and he walks over to you and he says, the Kark is his. As then, Avada, he doesn't win the entire. You need a Cheskas Marikama. As a Cheskas Marikama, says then the Marikama could take it away from the person who's living in the karka. What are we learning? How to break a chazaka. That the gimel pamim breaks the cheskes marikama. As once it breaks the cheskes marikama, now the chazaka, the tofus, the one who's sitting in the karka, could help. And kach is meduyik in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that if the Gimel Pamim, it's nafik le mi cheskas tam, it breaks the cheskas tam, and it puts it b'cheskas mu'ud. As mavur in the Gemara, that just like by Yashar Nachon, it's breaking the cheskas tam and making a cheskas mu'ud, as who adin over here, it's breaking the cheskas marikama and becoming into a shara mu'ud, meduik in the Gemara, like the Ramban. As what's the difference, as Hashem will see in the Hemshech, a bunch of nafkaminas in Pshat, but koidum kol, and that's a magdaris advarim, lefi the Ramban, the yafusa from Sharamuad is in the becheskas of the karka. Just like on the shore, there's a cheskas tam, and on your day, the gimel pamim, the shore goes from cheskas tam, the cheskas muad. As the wedding over here, the karka was becheskes marikam, and now you day the gimel pamim, it breaks the cheskes marikam and makes the cheskes mu'ud. The fitaisis, it's a god different chazaka. The chazaka is not on the karka, the chazaka is on the bailam of the karka, that he's becheskes shaskan. And the fitaisis, the dim in the shara mu'ud, is just like by a shara mu'ud, we're defining this as a shara nakhon, as who adin, the person, the bailam, we're defining that he's a shaskan. This is one chilik that according to Ramban, the Yafus is on the Kalka, according to Taisus on the Bala Kalka. Then another Nafkamina, according to Ramban, the Yafus is how we break a Cheskas. We break a Cheskas Marikama. The Ran is Moisev Beer on the Ramban, because when you have three things that show Keneged the Chazaka, as it breaks the chazaka. Lefi Taisvis, the need in the sugi is how you build a chazaka. You need three times to build a chazaka. As the nafkamina is, what the Gemara asks right away, as Nema, why do you say the third time? Hare Basharam Wood, you don't pay till the fourth time. As Taisus says, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? Zichar, after the third time you're a Mu'ud. Nainu Lefi Taisus, that the Shaila is how many times you make a Chazaka. Vade, after the third time you become a Chazaka. That's what was the Havamin of the Gemara. Basha'in came according to the Ramban, that the Ramban learns that the Shaila is how to break a Chazaka. Zok the Ramban, Lefi Mai Pshat. As the Gemara is good, the Gemara is asking maybe to break a chazaka, you need four times. is that's a shinu miyad in pshat. Oh. I want to speak out a big yisoid in Chazakus. Rav Chanan wants to bring a raya from this gemara that Shara Muad is how to learn Shara Muad. There's a chakira by Shara Muad. Is it the vort that if it's negea three times, as it's megala to us what the teva the shar is when it was born? It's megala the milsa that it's a shar nakhen. As it's a bir, a gili milsa, what kind of a shar was when it was born, what the teva of the shar is? Or is it a regilus? Is it the vort that it's margal, that when it does it three times, it learns a new habit? Regilus is a habit. And now it learned to be a Shara Nakhen. I saw Rav Chanan have a raya from this Gemara, because the Gemara compares it to Cheskes Abatim. In Cheskes Abatim, it's not a Shailen Teva. It's not a Shailen Regilus. It's not Shaykh Regilus over here. As it has to be that it's a Bira Milsa, that Lemafreya, what he really is, as Mevartas, that he wasn't a Bailim, and that's why he's being Shaisik. That's what Rav Chanan Tainas. Abakiyadua, Rav Shimon had a starka taina on Rav Chanan. Rav Shimon Tainas, you can't learn Shara Muad is a teva, because there's a famous Marami Rattenberg in Simon Kuf Yud Dalid by Hilchus Mashav Aruach Omer Dageshem that says if you say it 30 days as Yamargal, as then if there's a suffix, you could be Saimich that you said Mashav Aruach Omer Dageshem. And the but Zukti Marami Rattenberg, as I would say, if you say it on the first day, you say it 90 times, it's also good enough. Because if you see by a Shara Muad, Rechuk Nigi Chaysav, we say Kolshken Kirav Nigi Chaysav, Suadim by Mashava Ruach, if it helps 30 days, as you say it 90 times in one day, it also helps. Frek Reb Shimon over there in saying Mashava Ruach Omer Dageshem is not a Shailen Teva. The Teva the person is to say it or not. It's a Shailen Regilus. And Marami Rattenberg sustels it to Shara Muad. And Reb Shimon Tainid, you see Klor from the Marami Rattenberg that it's a Regilus. Like, how is he going to learn the Sugya over here? As Reb Nochum said, a big Yisoid in the Inyanim of Chazakah, that what's the need if you say chazaka, if you don't say chazaka? The need is like this, that the shaila is when a person does something, there's two things that a person does. There's one thing a person does, b'mikra. It just time it happened to be that way. There's no real pattern. And then there's certain things that people do that has a pattern. There's a reason for it. As if a person does something, one thing, mechatesa, there's a pattern. It was a mikra, it just happened. Two times, it's a mikra. But if something happens three times, as that establishes a pattern. As then we have to go to the heart and see what the reason is. As kum dechoyz, the yisayda chazak is one time, two times, yitaylan a mikra. The third time, it establishes a pattern. As if it's a pattern, we have to look what the reason is. Ebezei zokrev nochum zei gishmak. Even if you learn by Shara Muad that it's a regilis, but what's the aside of chazaka? The reason why you need three times is not because a habit needs three times. Now, the reason why you need three times is because until it doesn't do it three times, we're not sure it's a habit yet. In order to establish that it's not a mikra, you need three times. As three times is always a way of establishing a pattern. As if that's the aside of chazaka. You could bring a raya. The muadis is tali on regilus. It's tali on developing a habit. But still, we see that we don't assume something is a habit until it does it three times, because three times develop a pattern. Then you could bring to our seer of Cheskes Abatim, where we're not talking about habits, but still, when we want to know to define a pattern, as a bailam is shasik. Maybe it happened two times, maybe it happens. Once it happens three times, there must be a pattern here, so we look for the reason. As what are we bringing from Shara Muad? Just the klal, that we don't have to define what's going on. We don't have to say there's a reason until three times. But what's the reason? Each place could be differently. Over there could be Regilus, and over here could be, we know that he's not the Bailim. The Shayya Shabbai of Chazaka is three times defines a pattern. It's a big Yisai that Rav Nachum used to answer a lot of things. It also answers Agamara, the comparison of Shara Mu'ed to Cheskes Abatim. As first of all, we had a machlekes, the Ramban and Tesis, what the comparison is. Then we had the Shad of Rebbe Chanan. How could you bechlal buy from Shara Mu'ed? And the Malach of Rav Nachum to explain it. Now let's go on to the Amid Beis. As the Gemara in Amid Beis says, that Elamiyata Chazaka Sheini Maitaina Tihave Chazaka. As the question is, what's the Elamiyata Mashma? If you learn from Shara Mu'ed, then Chazaka Sheini Maitaina should be a Chazaka. As what's the flow through? Why is it a kesha? As lafi taisis, is the chapashet of pshat. Taisis learns that if you're learning out of Shara Mu'ed, then the chazak is based on a umdana, if you wish, on a idea that if he was shaisik gimel pamim, as you see, it belongs to the other person. He's becheska shaskin. As Frag the Gemara, if you have such a strong sara that he's becheska shaskin, as him kain, what he need a taina for? We see he's a shaskin. We must be the other person's the bailem. Ashenkin, if you don't learn it out, as then taisa shita is, and daf mem as Hashem will see the sugis on chav tes that cheskes gimel shanim is a takanas chachamim, not based on midalai micha. Just if a person holds on to it for 3 years, he becomes a muchzik. As if it's only because of muchzik, there's no strong reason to assume he's the bailim. As then muchzik only helps when you're a taina. As thus reg the gemara, if it's based on muchzikais, as you need a taina, a muchzik needs a taina. But over here it's based that he's a cheskes shaskin. As if he's a cheskes shaskin, why should he need a taina? That's according to Taisus. According to the Ramban, the Gemara has a different mahalach. One more time, the Ramban learns that the raya from Shara Mu'ed is that you're breaking the cheskes marikama. As if it's a taina, the Ramban ba'ifin said, what's pshat in elamiyato? When is there a din chazaka sheni maitaina? When there's a marikama? If there's no marikama, as then there's no din of chazaka sheni maitaina. That's what the Rishonim say on the Mishnah Mem Aleph. The Mashal, if someone's holding on to something, someone else comes and says it's mine and he has no edim, he doesn't win the din taira. Even if the person says, I'm not answering you, I'm not talking to you, I don't have to talk to you, you don't have edim, you walk over, you say my thing is mine, I have to fight with you, I don't have to answer you, b'chlal. But that which the Mishnah says later on, a chazaka sheni maitaina doesn't work, is only b'maka when there's a cheskes marikama. I mean, the person brought edim that he one time was his, and he comes and he tells you, you know, give it back to me. As now you have to answer him, you have to tell him, I bought it from you. If you don't answer him, as then you have to give it back to him, because he has edim, it belonged to him. It's b'cheskes that it's his. The afusa from Shara Mu'ed is that after 3 times of eating, 3 years of eating, you're showing that it doesn't belong to the marikama anymore, breaks the cheskes marikama. As once you broke the cheskes marikama, azim kain, if he's not a marikama, is what do you have to answer him for? Life's like whenever there's no cheskes marikama, that you don't have to answer him. As Bishleim, if you learn that there is a cheskes marikama, no cheskes gimel shamim is stronger, then you should need a taina to win against the marikama. Being that we learned it out of Shara Mu'ed, and we're learning out that it's ois cheskes marikama, if it's ois cheskes marikama, that's what you need a taina for. That's the way the Ramban learns Lashitasai. As Taisis were masved with the Gemara Lashitasai, and the Ramban were masved with Lashitasai. The Rabbeinu Yaina adds a knech on the Ramban. The Rabbeinu Yaina says, where do you see that when there's no cheskes marikama, you don't need a taina from metaltalim? The Rabbeinu Yaina assumes that by metaltalim, you don't need a taina, and he explains why. Because karka is always Becheskes Marikama. Even if someone goes onto the karka, it doesn't take it out of Cheskes Marikama. Masha'engen by Metaltalim. Metaltalim, the way the Bailim holds onto it is with Tfisa. As soon as someone has Tifis it, as that makes the other person Eis Becheskes Marikama. As if it was his, he should be holding it. As being that by Metaltalim, Tfisa makes Eis Cheskes Marikama. As that's why you don't need a taino. As Freg de Gemara's kaka should be the same thing. If you learn out of Shamu, it also makes it Ois Cheskes Marikama. As in the Rebbeinu Yoine, you have Nocha Tosefes, that you see the Svar of the Ramban in Nocha Knech. You see it by Metaltalim too. However, this Nakud of the Rebbeinu Yoine is a Chiddush. In the Ksois in Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, the Ksois assumes that Metaltalim does need a taino. That's in the Lashon of the Mishnah on Mem Aleph is Kol Chazak Sheni Mataina Lav Chazaki Mashma Ol Chazak is even by Metaltalim. There's a Bala Itter on Lamed Vav, which is talking about by Evid Cotton, and the Bala Itter says, well, over there it's a regular Cheskes Metaltalim, it's Chal Miyad, and he says you need a Taina. The Shtaka Makar to the Ksois. As the Rabbeinu Yoin is learning like the Ramban, and he brings a raya, he anocha knech, and oibaze by metaltlim is the same thing as doimet to sharamut of lamaisa and the other ishainim, it's nishbara the dimyan, yesh lachalik. What's the teretz of the Gemara? As lefila Ramban, the teretz is that when could you break the cheskes marikama? Only when you tain it. If you don't tain it, as then you can't even break the cheskes marikama. This is L'choya the Kivun, L'fitaisis, the teretz of the Gemara is, when do we say, because he was Shaisek Gimel Pam, it's his, when he tainas that it's his. But if he doesn't taina that it is, we don't see that it's his. This is the first Nakud Elamiyat of the Gemara. The second Elamiyat of the Gemara is Elamiyat Amachosh Eloi Befonov. Loi tehavi moicha. Damid shar amud, mashar amud, befana bina vav hachinami, befana beinan. So over here in this Gemara, there's a machlekes, Rashi and Taisis, what the dimyan is and what the maskan is. Let's start off, tehavi mina lefi Rashi. Shaila is what, we're not comparing all dinim of shar amud to cheskes abatim, kimuvan, only what has a sheikhis. Was is bothering Rashi, so what's the sheikhis in these in Yanim? Zokt Rashi, because in both places you need Asra. By Shor Amud, you have to be, the Edom have to be Master the Bailam, that he has to know that Ashur is becoming a Mu'ud. As you need Asra. And over here, the Edom have to be Master the Bailam, that someone's being meich on him, that he should know to watch his shtar. So they have to be machzor the machzik. He should watch his shtar. As the lashon of Rashi is, the Gemara is comparing hasra to hasra. The shaila is, when you do something shaloi b'fanov, like the marshal, it's neger shaloi b'fanov, as do you rely that the bailam would hear le'inyan, that it should have a shame hasra? As we're saying, that just like we see by Shah Mu'ud, the halacha is the Edom have to be made befan of. If the Edom saw Negicha, it's not enough to be called Hasra. As you see, Hasra has to be befan of. As we had in over here by Cheskes Abatim, if the Edom see that he's making Macha, as the Hasra should have to be befan of. This is the Dimyan of the Gemara. As Lefi Rashi, what we're comparing is Hasra to Hasra. Over in Taisis is Meduyik differently. Taisis says, doesn't go with the word of Hasra, and Taisis just says it's a Shailin Kol. When Edom say something, could you assume that everyone knows about it? As we're saying, well, you see, by Hashem, we don't assume everyone knows about it. That's why then over here we don't assume everyone knows about it. This is this akasha. And in the Gemara before, we compared the chazaka of becoming a muad to the chazaka of cheskes abatim. As why over here are we comparing the macha? The Gemara should have spoke about a chazaka shalai b'fanav, because the comparison is in the chazaka. Aber the way Rashi is learning, Zagdari Shainim, Rashi is answering Tosis' question. Because over here, we're not comparing the chazaka, we're comparing the hasrasha by. Zainachinami in the Gemara before, we compared the chazaka, but over here, the Gemara is asking a new question. We're comparing hasra to hasra. So we say, you can't ask, why didn't the Gemara talk about a chazaka shalai b'fanav? Chazaka shalai b'fanav is not a hasra. As lefi Rashi, the Gemara is a shayla b'miyuchad in hasra. Could you be saimich on Edom knowing something to be called a hasra or not? As then it's only macha that we're comparing. As it's very good.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.